Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love. Revival love. Supernatural love. Jesus is love.
I have one of my most favorite people on the face of the earth in the studio with me today, Lou Engel. Oh my, I love you so much. And I want to thank you, Lou, from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of all of my team, and also probably on behalf of the whole body of Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you for paying the price for what is coming, even with all the calls that you've done, the intercession lifestyle you have lived. And something great is coming up real soon, isn't it?
Patricia, it's great to be with you. You just carry the glory of God. We're going to have a revival meeting.
Yeah,
right,
you can feel the glory storm.
Yes, on April 9th, 2016, the 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival, we're gathering into the Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles. Seats 110,000 people.
Come on.
During the days of Billy Graham, 1963, they put 134,000 in that stadium. 20,000 couldn't get in. But we're believing the days are coming that the latter glory is going to be greater
than
the former. So we're headed for, I believe, a monumental moment. And it's not just about a stadium gathering. I believe it's a flashpoint. We're in a flashpoint, a transition into an explosion of revival, that souls are going to be saved, healings and glory and fire. It's an exciting day, Patricia.
Now, Lou, you have always, in the Lord, you have been an intercessor. I remember Che telling me often how you would, just intercede by the hour, even when you were mowing lawns for a living. I believe you would just pray. You loved mowing lawns because you could pray 8 hours at a time, nonstop. You just have this fire of intercession on the inside of you, but you have also called hundreds of thousands of people time and time again into convocations of prayer and fasting, especially the younger generation.
Yeah.
And each one has been significant, each one. But tell us about this one coming up in Azusa Street, how it came about. What do you feel God is going to do through that convocation?
Maybe I could give a little history for those who don't know. I moved to Pasadena with Cheon, my pastor, 31 years ago, 1984. And we didn't know where to move, but we were reading a book called Azusa Street by a man named Frank Bartleman. He was an intercessor in 1906 in Los Angeles, fasted so much they thought he was going to die. But I loved the book, and the book lit me on fire. Moses had a burning bush. I had a burning book. And I found my name being called in the book. I read about it, and I just got so hungry for revival. I began to fast and pray. And one night I cried, "Give me the mantle, God, of Frank Bartleman. I don't want to read about revival. I want to see it." And the next day, this prophet friend of mine comes to me, doesn't know what I was praying, and said, "Lou, I had a dream last night. And in this dream, I saw a big black book, and the title said Revival." He said, "I turned the inside of the cover and I saw a guy's face, and his name was Frank Bartleman, and his face turned to your face." And I knew at that moment, I know the book that God wrote about my life. Psalm 139, he's written a book about our lives. The title's Revival, and my calling is, like Frank Bartleman, to be an intercessor. That was 31 years ago. You know, in a good story, the author will bring forth something early on, and then way later, he'll bring that person or that subject, and it makes sense to the whole book.
Right.
So over the last 16 years, we've been gathering thousands to fast and pray in stadiums, like John the Baptist kinds of stuff. And then it was a few years ago, these guys came into my living room, these YWAM guys, and they said, "There's coming a shift to the call, and it will not be just fasting and prayer, but the proclamation of the gospel, signs and wonders, and stadiums will be filled, and Billy Graham's mantle's falling on the nation." And it shook me, because I had been praying, God, has the call failed because America's not turned back to God? I felt like the Lord speak to me. If the call, as small as it was in the light of the body of Christ, was truly a John the Baptist type movement, all these young kids fasting and praying, Nazarites, then you can bet there's a Jesus movement
coming. Exactly.
Because the last word of John was not prepare the way. It was behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. For 3 years, we've been praying that a Jesus movement's coming with mass healings, the glory of God and signs and wonders and mass evangelism, Billy Graham kind of deal. So we've been praying this for 30 years. I've got this Frank Bartleman thing burning inside of me, and I'm doing the call in Berkeley, 2014. I actually thought it maybe was the last call, because that's where the rebellion of the 60s was kind of like a flashpoint. Right. And I went there on purpose to say, God, break the rebellion.
Come on.
And bring us the Jesus movement, because we need, the John movement leads to the Jesus movement.
Yeah, come on.
The Nazarite leads to the Nazarene.
Yes.
So I'm praying and fasting there before the gathering, and the Lord speaks to me, call the African-American leader, Fred Berry, of the Azusa Street Mission, and get reconciled. I had written a letter, and I thought I was being a good prophet, but I was insensitive to the African-American issues and pain. I had not walked in their shoes. I call him, I get reconciled with him. He had tried earlier to get reconciled with me, and God joined African American and Anglo.
Wow.
I think it's historic. Something's going on right now with race riots and everything and issues of racism. Maybe God has an answer.
God is the answer.
He is. At Azusa, an African-American man, William Seymour, led this nation into the greatest revival in the tongue of fire. He says to me at the end of our conversation, the call Azusa Streets are still waiting for you. So that struck me, you know, like a word will strike your heart, because it took me back to Bartleman. Am I in the fulfillment of this Bartleman season? So I'm praying and fasting, and the thought comes to me, look up April 9th, 2016, the 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival. The thought comes, it's a Saturday. In other words, you could hold the call on that day. I look it up, it's a Saturday. And I go, well, maybe something's going on here. So I call my prophet friend who dreamed the Bartleman dream 31 years before. And I said, I told him what's going on. He said, Lou, do you remember my dream that I had in 2013, when we fasted 40 days together in Mott Auditorium in Pasadena? No, I don't remember. In the dream, he said, I had to buy 5 sets of 5 plane tickets, and the only airlines we could fly was United Airlines. And he said, I knew that God was saying the church must fly united, because only a united church can heal a divided nation. It struck him. And so he was anxious not to miss his flight, so he looked up the expiration date, and it was in 1,080 days. He wakes up out of the dream. He looks, Googles, thank God for Google prophecy, and he Googles 1,080 days. It's April 9th, 2016, the 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival. And at that moment, I knew that God had a date with destiny. And I knew God wanted me to do the call, but I thought I would do something small and safe. God never calls us to do anything small or safe.
He's never called you to do anything small or safe.
Look who's talking. And so through dreams and amazing stories, the Lord began to speak to us. The Memorial Coliseum was where we were to hold this gathering. And it set this whole thing in motion. If we're going to make this shift into signs and wonders, I said, I got to get a hold of Bill Johnson. I meet him in London. He says, I'm canceling my schedule. We're throwing the whole Bethel movement into it. We're contending for the extraordinary miracles of Acts 19. I think we're in a shift right now. I believe it's a time for intercession filled, faith-filled intercession. And we're in a shift into days of signs and wonders and mass evangelism and the third great awakening. And I believe that this Azusa gathering could be a flashpoint of such a thing.
I believe it. Revival is in the air.
Yeah.
I was sharing with you in the green room before we came out that it was just recently that I had an encounter from the Lord. When I came out of the encounter, I looked at my clock. It was 5:55. And you mentioned about the the five tickets.
Grace. It's a time of grace. It is
a time of accelerated grace. And grace is God's divine influence upon our lives, so that it's His power making things happen. But in that, there was a number of people in a corridor right next to a door. And on the door, there was a sign on the door. It says revival going into the room. And the people in the corridor were holding keys. Some had keys of hope, others expectation, others desperation. The Lord said, those keys are good, but they won't get you into this room.
Yes.
He said, this is the key that will get you into the room, faith-filled prayer. And the thing with faith-filled prayer is that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the rhema of God. Now, you're getting rhema. I believe that as the convocation comes with 100,000 people plus coming into that auditorium, that there is going to be an agreement in the Spirit because of what they're hearing the Spirit speak to their heart. And together, as the gathering is just one accord, unity, that we are going to see an explosion, because you can feel it. I had a glimpse into that room, and it was full of like a cloud and thunder and fire and lightning and rain and light and just everything glorious. And it's something that we haven't seen yet before, but it'll be signs and wonders for sure. A new revival is about to break
open. That's what you saw. It's a new revival.
The Lord took me down a corridor after that. It's called the Corridor of Revivals. I saw all kinds of different revivals throughout biblical and church history, like photographs. But you could go actually inside. They were living.
Was this a dream?
It was like an encounter.
Wow.
And then he put up another sign, another frame. And he said, the new revival. There's something coming. And I do believe that God is calling you to birth it. But I want to put on a video presentation that you have made, you and your team have made, that is just awesome. I just watched this a little while ago, and I want to watch it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's so powerful. So we're going to put that on for you right now, and we'll be right back.
In 1997, Promise Keepers put 1 million men on the Mall to pray for America, an historic event in church history. And I begin to declare the hearts of the fathers are turning to the children, and there's coming a corresponding movement of the young people turning to the fathers. I had no idea what was being launched. It led to a supernatural series of events that on September 2nd, into the new millennium, 400,000 young people gathered together for 12 hours to cry out to God. It launched the movement of the call, and now we're 16 years into that movement. I always knew that the call was some kind of like a John the Baptist type movement, because it was about fasting and prayer and Nazarites, and it was about turning America back to God. It was after this that I began to ask the question, has the call failed? Because we haven't seen America turn back to God. And the Lord spoke to me when I asked that question. And He said, Lou, if it truly was a John the Baptist type movement, you can bet there's a Jesus movement coming. It's another massive baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're dreaming about. For 3 years, we began to pray stadiums would be filled. So I call my friend and I tell him this story, and he says, Lou, do you remember my dream that I had? He says, in the dream, I received 5 sets of 5 plane tickets, and in the dream, we could only fly united. And he knew it had to do that the church must unite, because only a united church can heal a divided nation. He said, I was so concerned that I would miss the expiration date. And it was in 1,080 days the tickets expired. I wake up from the dream, look up 1,080 days from the dream. Guess what day it is? It's April 9, 2016, the 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival. From that moment on, I've known that God has a date with His church. As we're praying this, my friend and I, we actually go to the Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, and somehow they let us get in there, and we claim it for Stadium Christianity. Then I get an email from a young lady in Washington State. She says, I had this dream. I saw this huge stadium, and it was both a football field and it was a baseball field. It was so vivid. She said, I woke up and I Googled to see if there was any stadiums that was both the Super Bowl and the World Series. She said, there's only one. It's the Coliseum in Los Angeles. I think you're supposed to do the Call of Zeus there. So I was convinced in my heart that God wanted to do the stadium, but I just didn't have faith to raise the kind of money that it would cost to buy the field. I was reading Matthew 13, and it says, when a man finds a treasure, he goes and hides it in a field and sells all that he has to buy that field with joy. You know, there just comes a time when you just want something more than anything else. For me, my calling has been revival for 40 years. And I would rather get revival than anything else except my own kids loving Jesus. And I sense the Lord said, sell the house to buy the field, the stadium, for the treasure of the unity of the body of Christ for revival. This is not about some huge thing that I'm doing. I could care less if anybody knows about it, but I want revival. And I think we're at a point in America that everybody's got to begin to ask the question, how much do we really want God in America? Maybe it's time for the whole body of Christ to buy the field, to sell out for the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the next year we will begin to see the greatest awakening America has ever seen. And we won't just talk about the past, we'll talk about the future, a new Jesus movement. A new Azusa Street. Come, not just join us. Let's work together, mobilize, and move this thing across the earth. We're not going for an event. We're going for a massive race. It's not just Azusa then. It's Azusa now.
Wasn't that amazing? I mean, it's just, you can feel the faith in it. We know that God wants to bless his people. And Lou, isn't it amazing how, like, no matter what condition we're in, God has a plan to bring everything into Christ, everyone into Christ. It's his heartbeat.
Yes.
No matter how dark things look, no matter how bad things look, that one move of the Spirit can change everything.
Yes.
One touch of God on our lives can turn our whole lives around. We can, you know, see people go out of darkness into light just like that.
Yes.
Because of the presence of God showing up.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just amazed at how God is so faithful, even when we're broken ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deserve to do this. I just feel that God says, I have locked onto you with covenant, and I want to see you through the promises of God.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe those watching, you might feel like, man, I don't deserve any. I don't either. But God has locked on to you.
Come on.
And he has set his faith, his heart, to see you through to the fulfillment of your promise. And I feel like I'm living in dreams that I've dreamed for 30 years.
You know, Lou, when you think of past moves of the Spirit, let's take, for example, the Welsh Revival.
Yeah.
We have a young man, Evan Roberts, and many others also. But, you know, if we highlight him, when he was a young man, 15 years of age, he starts praying because he could see it.
Yeah.
Even though Wales was so stiff and dark and corrupt and complacent and all those things, that he saw beyond that into the potential of God and started praying towards it. Praying. After many years, he's still praying. He's not letting up. In fact, towards the end, just before his birth, he was gaining momentum, and he would go to prayer meetings every night. He was afraid to miss one.
Wow.
Just in case. That was the time when God broke out. That's how sure he was that revival was going to come.
Yes.
Well, then it finally came. But when the Welsh Revival came, it it changed Wales. And then it went and changed other nations. It changed the USA. The sparks went to the Azusa Street and then sparked from there. And I mean, this is so amazing. First and second great awakenings.
Yes.
There was hardness in the hearts of the people. There were social issues that needed to be addressed. There was hard situations that man couldn't overcome himself.
Yes.
But when God came, just through one move of God and then another one following, it just set everything into order.
Yes.
Luke, I can hardly wait to see what God is going to do. What is coming will be the granddaddy of them all. And you're a part of birthing it. And I truly want to thank you for it, for all that you're doing to birth and to be a model for us too, with the expectation and the price that you've paid. And I know that it's cost you everything. You've put everything on the line for this because of the bigness of the vision that is on the inside of you, what you're caring for God. Yeah. And I just love you, Lou Ingle. And I just want to address those of you that are watching. Can you put something on the line for this? Are you willing to invest into revival? You'll see a website on your screen right now. That's Lou Ingle's website. And I'm asking you to be generous and to send a generous donation. It's like millions are needed for this kind of a mandate. And it's like no one can do it alone. We have to do it united.
Yes.
And so we all work together. This is a grace to unite. And we believe. We as a ministry believe in you and this mandate for sure.
Thank you.
Want to sow into it, and we want you to sow into it. Please be generous. Sow into revival, not only for this event, but sow for revival for your family, for the generations to come, for your nation, for your community. I'm desperate to see God move. I'm desperate to see the nations transformed by the power of God. And Lou, I am so excited. I mean, when I think of 100,000 people gathered together to pray and to celebrate and to lay hold of miracles, signs, wonders, and the fullness of the gospel, because when Jesus commissioned us, it was to preach the good news of the kingdom and to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out devils. You know, I mean, we've got to move into this to see the great harvest.
Yes. Well, I just think it's such an amazing moment of time. Everywhere you go, there's expectation. It's like your dream. But I think we're moving into faith right now. William Seymour, the African-American leader that united the body of Christ, the tongue of fire broke out at Azusa. He gave a prophecy that in 100 years, a revival far eclipsing Azusa Street would take place. Maria Woodworth Eder, the healing revivalist, gave the same word. So
Come
did
on.
Charles Parham. We believe we're in that 100-year moment. And I would like to encourage people that are watching. I would encourage, rather than say, hey, let's go or let's watch it on TV, or rather than just say, be a looky-loo, let's prepare now. One of the things where I had a dream just 2 months ago, wakened five times one night, Jeremiah 34:8, and they made a covenant to let go of their slaves.
Wow.
April 9th is also the anniversary of Appomattox, where General Lee surrendered to General Grant at the Civil War. I think God is saying, if the church will let go of her slaves, if you would release people and forgive everyone that you've held in bondage through unforgiveness, if we had massive wave of getting
right with
one another over the next month, 2 months, I believe it would prepare the ground to be in one place, in one accord, so we could get Acts 2:2 suddenly out of heaven. We're going to do that at the day, a mass covenant together, communion, to let go of our slaves, to forgive one another, and then move into the day of signs and wonders. I want to encourage you, ask God in these days, who am I holding bitterness to? Let it go. Release your slaves. Begin to bless the body of Christ.
Come
Don't
on.
Point the finger at any other churches or denominations. Just bless the body of Christ. John 17 is not a suggestion. It's
That's
a prayer of Jesus. Let's rejoice in one another's anointings. We're going to have different groups blessing, releasing the redemptive gifts. And then why not give some time to fasting and prayer to prepare for the revival?
I would highly recommend that if you can make it, be there. Just get yourself and an air flight right now and be there, because God wants to use you to be a catalyst for revival. But if you can't be there, make sure you watch it on the webcast. And if you go to Lou Engle's site, and it's on your screen right now, you'll find out more information on how to watch that webcast. Lou, we want to thank you so much for being here with us.
And I love you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Your team, your wife, and all your children.
You've got seven children.
And they're all beautiful. Yeah. And we just want to thank you again for your sacrifice. Remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Would you go and share that love with someone in your realm of influence, even this day? God bless you.